I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In India, the Far East Broadcasting Company is restoring hope to flood victims. When mass flooding occurred in late August, FEBC responded quickly with news updates on custom radio programs. FEBC President Greg Harris says once the disaster subsides, people will remember that the programs were helpful. The goal is that they will begin to listen long-term to the programs that are really preaching the gospel. And Gospel for Asia reports that three more Christians have died in Orissa, India, as a result of continued attacks by Hindu extremists. Militants murdered at least 30 Christians and forced thousands more from their homes since a popular Hindu leader died on August 22nd. Although the violence isn't abating, Gospel for Asia workers remain encouraged. They're certain that the violence will draw more people to the Lord and ask only for continued prayers for peace and confidence in faith. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. These stories and others can be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.